بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: أتدرون ما الغيبة؟ Still in this chapter of controlling the tongue and the sins that are connected with the tongue when it is misused, and if the tongue is used correctly, what great benefits a person gets. So in this hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu said that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba al-Kiram, "Do you people know what is backbiting, making ghibat?" قَالُوا Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. The Sahaba replied and said, "Allah and His Rasul know best." This was the great respect the Sahaba had. Though they knew, they did not carry on like we are know all, and we know very much, but they were very humble. And they said, "Allah and His Rasul know better." قال, then Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained and said, ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ بِمَا يَكْرَهُ. To talk of your brother that which he dislikes, that is behind his back. You speak something of your Muslim brother, of any person, and that person will not like what you are saying. This is called ghibat. قِيلَ أَفَرَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ فِي أَخِي مَا أَقُولُ. One Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu then asked, "O Allah's Rasul, if that what I'm speaking about him is in him, he's got that bad habit, he's got that weakness, he's got that fault in him, and that I speak is a reality, it's a fact, then will that also be ghibat?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "In kana fihi ma taqul faqad akhtabtahu." If that fault is in that person, that weakness is in that person, then you have made ghibat of that person. وَإِلْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِمَا تَقُولُ. And if that what you are saying is not in that person, you're just accusing him falsely, فَقَدْ بَحَدَّهُ, then you have put false accusation against him, which is even worse than ghibat. And ghibat is a sin that is worse than taking interest and taking interest is worse. Ghibat is a sin worse than that, and falsely accusing a person. And very sadly, this sin is so common even amongst the righteous and the pious and the learned also, to speak bad about other people in our gatherings. This person did this, he is like this, etc. All that is ghibat, and it is a very great and terrible sin. And in fact, not only in the gatherings of the righteous and the pious, in our homely discussions every day, while we are sitting and having meals, we're discussing the neighbors, we're discussing the family, we're discussing somebody, and that all we are discussing, what that person will not like what we are talking, and we don't know we are washing away all our good deeds. Well, we have hardly earned anything, and we are depositing it in the account of that person that we are making ghibat about. وعن أبي بكر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله تعالى عنه said that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said في خطبته يوم النحر بمينا في حجة الوداع. In his khutbah on the day of Qurbani, that is the 10th of Zulhijjah, and in Mina, in the place of Mina, in his final khutbah, his final address to the nation, to the whole ummah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that khutbah added these words also, "Inna dima'akum wa amwalakum wa aradukum." Undoubtedly, the blood, your blood, and your wealth, and the respect and honor of yourselves, haramun alaykum ka hurmati yawmikum hadha, is haram upon you, just as this day is also haram, that is a day of great respect and honor, fi shahrikum hadha, in this month of yours, the month of Zulhijjah, fi baladikum hadha, in the city of yours, the city of Makkah, ala hal ballaght. Tell me, have I conveyed the message to you people? In other words, the respect of every Muslim, his wealth and his blood is haram for any other one to take. Nobody is allowed to take the blood of another Muslim. Nobody is allowed to take the respect of another Muslim. Nobody is allowed to take the wealth of another Muslim wrongly. All these things are so haram, like the city of Makkah. There to make a guna, how big? In the honorable month of Zulhijjah, which is one of the Ashhur-e-Hurum, the great respected and honorable months, and the great and respectable place of Mina, all these things, and it was the day of Jumu'ah. So all how that is, we respect it. We have to respect fellow Muslims like that also. Their honor also, their respect also, their wealth also, their blood also don't cause any harm and injury. وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قلت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها says, I said to نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم, حسبك من صفية قلت حسبك من صفية كذا وكذا. And I said, something is sufficient for you, this is enough for you with regard to Hazrat Safiya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, her co-wife, the other mother of the ummah, the other wife of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is like this and like this. And that with her hand she made a sign that she is short. How we speak of somebody, that person is very tall, that person is very fat, that person got a squint in his eye, that person when he walks crippled, and we copy that. So all that is also ghibat. So Hazrat Aisha referred to that. قَالَ بَعْضُ الرُّوَاتِ, some of the narrators of this hadith says, تَعَنِي كَصِيرَةً, that she was short, and she made a sign with her sign, the short Safiya. لَقَدْ قُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَتْ بِمَاءِ الْبَحْرِ لَمَزَجِتْهُ. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh Aisha, you have said such a word that stinks so terribly and horribly that if it has to be mixed with all the waters of the seas, it will make the water of the seas also smell. Such a terrible stench and smell is coming from that words of yours, this ghibah that we make, backbiting, this lies that we speak, etc. It has got a terrible smell. Though we cannot smell it, the malaika smell it and they go far away. The malaika, angels who are appointed for our protection, they go far away from us and we lose our protection. We lose the mercy of Allah Ta'ala when we backbite like this. قالت حضرت عائشه رضي الله تعالى عنها says, وحكيت له انسانا, that I only express the condition of a person which is a reality. That is, we say somebody is mashallah, is fat, somebody is short, somebody is tall, somebody is dark in complexion, and we make a joke about it and we speak of that reality. فقال ما أحب أني حكيت إنسانا وأن لي كذا وكذا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I would not have liked to speak of the condition of any person which that person will not like that I speak of him, and though I could have so much and so much, whatever I could have of dunya, even my good deeds, so much and so much, but to backbite of somebody, that I would not want to do at all. The harm of it is very, very great. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لما عرج بي مررت بقوم لهم أسفار من نحاس. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when I made Mi'raj, I was shown also on my journey the azab of the people of Jahannam. Amongst them were such people that they had their nails that were made of copper. Copper nails they had. يَخْمِشُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَصُدُورَهُمْ. They were, with that nails, they were scratching their faces and they were scratching their chest. They were busy scratching it all the time. And like with nails of copper, that means blood is coming out, the meat is coming out. They were scratching it all the time. فَقُلْتُ, I asked, مَنْ هَاوْلَا يَا جِبْرَيْلِ, who are these people who are in this azab, who are involved in this azab all the time, O Jibreel? قَالَ هَاوْلَا الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ لُحُومَ النَّاسِ وَيَقَعُونَ فِي أَعْرَاضِهِمْ. Hadhrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said, these are those people who used to eat the meat of people and who used to disrespect them and used to dishonor them and showed great respect and dishonor towards them. These are those people. That is, when we backbite about somebody, we try and take away his respect. So that is like they were scratching our faces and making our faces disrespectful. We wanted to show them disrespect. We're talking bad about them. They are like this, they are like that. And the punishment will be, our respect will be gone. Our faces will look so ugly with all the skin and all the meat pulled out from it. And when a person makes ghibat, then he laughs at that person. He enjoys. So the punishment will be your face that laugh, in place of that laughing of yours, and your smiling, your cynical smiles that you used to give, in place of that, you will be scratching yourself and you will look so ugly. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said كل مسلم على المسلم حرام. For every Muslim, another Muslim, three things are haram for him. He has no right to interfere with those things. دمه وعرضه وماله, his blood, his respect and his honor and his wealth. To rob another Muslim, to do him down, or any other person also, to disrespect a person, to take his honor away, or his wealth, or his blood, to harm him in any way, all these things are totally haram. To fight and argue with another Muslim, to make riba, to backbite, and we should consider this is a guna very common. We are on each day people get together and we make riba about many things about what happened in Ramzan. We hardly earned anything in Ramzan and we go and lose it all out also. After Taraweeh, we make our groups and we discuss. At home, we sit on around the table, we are eating or sitting in the lounge, and we are backbiting about people. This is a very common sin, and we backbite about family, we backbite about neighbors. This is a terrible sin that also we have to learn to stop and make tawbah. And this is also that sin which is from hukukul ibad. That is, Allah Ta'ala won't forgive it until the fellow person has forgiven it. You'll have to go and ask that person forgiveness. And if he forgives you, after that Allah will forgive. So it's a very terrible thing. Many people in the name of deen also, sitting in the haram of Mecca, or sitting in the name of Mashura, and we are discussing ulama, and we are discussing other people, and we are backbiting about them. These are terrible sins which we are committing right in the masjid. After having made wudu and made two rakats of tahiyyatul masjid, now we are sitting and discussing somebody. We are involved in big, big gunas. Many people, discussions in the haram are common. Families go for umrah, for hajj, and they make their groups and sit in the haram and they discuss people then. All this is totally haram, to speak bad of people behind their backs.